NYC News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Dozens of wildfires burned in northern Minnesota this weekend, taxing local and state resources and prompting Governor Tim Walz to mobilize the National Guard. One quickly grew amid extreme fire conditions, ultimately scorching more than 1,600 acres in northern Crow Wing County. Here's Chelsea Perkins with more.
Oh my God!
We maybe gotta go.
Look at that.
Mandy and Doug Mitchell of Breezy Point watched as the Flanders Fire in northern Crow Wing County jumped County Highway 11 on Saturday. The fire began about 4 miles southeast of Cross Lake. At least 30 residents were forced to evacuate along with their livestock and pets. By Monday night, the fire was about 60% contained. Crow Wing County Sheriff Eric Klang reports there were no known injuries and no primary residences destroyed, although some homes sustained damage like melted siding and some sheds and outbuildings burned down. County Highway 11 reopened Monday afternoon and residents were able to return for the day, but the evacuation order remains. Officials are asking people to avoid the area unless necessary as fire crews work. They are continuing to establish fire breaks and douse hot spots, with increased humidity and calmer winds helping with the efforts. The county has declared a local emergency, which is the first step toward receiving public disaster aid. The cause has not been identified as of Monday afternoon. Find more of our coverage of the Flanders Fire at KAXE.org. Chelsea Perkins, KAXE News.
Another major wildfire started a day earlier on the North Shore, north of Two Harbors. The Stewart Trail fire was 62% contained as of Monday morning. The fire burned 355 acres and was started by a power line, according to the incident management team. Highway 61 between Stewart River and the Silver Creek Tunnel remains closed as of Monday afternoon. The fire destroyed 8 primary structures and 26 outbuildings. Evacuated property owners were able to return with an escort Monday afternoon. Parts of the evacuation order have been lifted, but some remain in place. A rural ore man was arrested Sunday for allegedly shooting at an airplane that was responding to a wildfire. Firefighters were responding Friday afternoon to a wildland fire between Ore and Crane Lake. After returning to the Hibbing Airport, it was discovered that a fire suppression plane appeared to have been struck by a bullet. The pilot was not injured. Officials believe the plane was hit while scooping water from Jostad Lake. A 48-year-old man was arrested at his home, where officials also seized firearms and ammunition. He is currently being held in the St. Louis County Jail pending charges. The Minnesota legislature adjourned on constitutional deadline Sunday, with no special session needed as was last year. Lawmakers were able to agree on a $1.2 million bonding bill to fund projects across the state. The public works package requires a two-thirds majority because it's funded with borrowed money. The Manoman Hospital was one of the biggest individual recipients, getting $10 million. The hospital has been in financial straits for years and may have been on the brink of closure, according to some analysts. Roughly a third of the bonding bill will go toward local government wastewater, drinking water, or utility projects. A total of 17 northern Minnesota entities are on the list, with Keewatin, International Falls, Ely, Cohasset, and the Norman, Clay, and Polk Counties Joint Powers Board each getting at least $3 million. Several other Northland projects will receive state funding, including a new Lake of the Woods County Jail and the Brainerd segment of the Cuyuna Lake State Trail. We will have more on what else made it through the legislature later this week. The election season officially kicks off in Minnesota on Tuesday, with candidates beginning to file for office. The first filing period is for offices eligible for the primary election on August 11th. Filings close June 2nd for candidates running for state office, U.S. Senate or House, the state legislature, county offices, and in some cities and school districts. The primary will narrow the number of candidates to 2 per seat. Filings for municipalities and school districts without primaries open July 14th. KAXE News will keep track of who's running for office at our website, kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.